Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
We kick off the week with storm warnings. There's a yellow level 4 warning, and that's for severe thunderstorms with strong winds, hail and possible flash floods over the central parts of both the northwest and the Free State. Then also that yellow level 2 warning, that's for disruptive rain over the extreme northern parts of Gauteng, as well as the northern and eastern parts of Mpumalanga and the southern, western and central parts of Limpopo. Pretoria today up to 25, Joburg and Rustenburg 24, Mbombela 18, Emalahleni 20 and Polokwane up to 26 degrees.
In Froude North, a collision on Gordon Road at Hendrik Potgieter Road causing slow-moving traffic, as well as a collision in City Deep on Heidelberg Road northbound near the N17 highway causing slow traffic.
Gauteng police will start today with random raids at spaza shops across the province. Premier Panyaza Lesufi told the media yesterday that police have been given the authority to seize non-compliant stock as part of a provincial effort to identify the source of the recent foodborne contamination. 23 people have died, most of them children. And Bitcoin soared to a new record high this morning as traders bet that Donald Trump's return to the White House will be good for the cryptocurrency. The digital currency hit $81,740 for the first time in its history. During his campaign, now President-elect Trump pledged to make the US the Bitcoin and cryptocurrency capital of the world. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Well, the Springboks are back on top of the world following the 15-32 victory over Scotland at Murrayfield last night. The world rankings have seen a shake-up after the weekend, after the All Blacks stunned the Irish 23-13, and that resulted in Ireland dropping from first to third, the Kiwis up from third to second. France remained fourth after beating Japan 52-12. Argentina up to fifth after they demolished Italy 50-18. The weekend also saw Australia beat England at the death, and yesterday Wales went down 24-19. To Fiji. Wales have now not won a test match in 400 days. Arsenal and Chelsea are 9 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool after a 1-1 draw yesterday at Stamford Bridge. The upset of the day saw Ipswich stun Tottenham 2-1. Ruud van Nistelrooy signed off as temporary Manchester United boss with a 3-0 win over Leicester. Nottingham Forest dropped out of the top four after a 3-1 home loss to Newcastle. Here at home, Sundown set up a David and Goliath Carling Knockout Cup final with Magesi FC after Downs beat Marumo Gallants 2-0 in their semi-final. The Proteas clawed their way back from the brink of death last night to clinch a nail-biting 3-wicket win over India to level the T20 International Series in their second match in Quebec. And former Proteas women's star Lizelle Lee plundered 12 sixes in a record unbeaten 150 for the Hobart Hurricanes yesterday. That's the highest individual score since the Women's Big Bash League was launched in 2015. The 32-year-old opener also slammed 12 fours in a 75-ball blitz against the Perth Scorchers at the Sydney Cricket Ground. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Hey, you.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I